Liturgy describes, I suppose it's a word that's used to mean religious worship and the procedures for administering it. But liturgy is not simply religious. It's a much wider practice and set of human processes. Liturgy is necessary for certain kinds of fundamental rites of passage in human life. So christening, which of course marks the birth of somebody, marriage, burial, the whole process of a human life is encompassed within certain kinds of liturgy. In medieval life, although there were some parts of ritual that were the same every week, there were other aspects which changed on a daily and weekly basis throughout the whole year. So all of the seasons of life, in terms of organizing agricultural work, in terms of the seasons of business in law or in administration of government, all of these things were determined by the church calendar. And there is a vast, vast range of different kinds of practice which are partly religious but also are anthropological in the most fundamental sense of that word. It's a way of understanding how human beings work out their lives on an everyday basis. So it's not narrowly religious in any sense. In some ways, I think the phrase that I have found most attractive in relation to this is a statement made by Wittgenstein, the philosopher, in one of his late works, which was to say that man is a ceremonial animal. And this has been taken up by sociologists, social scientists, anthropologists, a whole range of people who are interested in the way that human language, human activity is ritual in this much wider sense. We shake hands when we meet somebody. When a friend dies, we write a letter and it will use words or imply gestures which suggest how we feel, and we have a sense of feelings being rightly put, rightly said, rightly made, not just in terms of words. It's a question of bodily gesture that we use at those points. And these relate, I think, always in fundamental ways to religious practices that we might not be familiar with, but the two things reverberate with each other. So in a church service, very commonly, obviously, at moments of really important ritual moments, people might kneel or they might offer. Let's say that the communion is offered in certain ways physically, the plate with the bread or the cup with the wine. And then when we transfer that across to ordinary social life, all kinds of things that we don't even realise that we're doing. When you pat a child on the head, you're doing something similar to a religious ritual where a hand is laid on the head in a very formal way. In religious terms, that's thought of as being sacramental. It's a way of changing the world through words and actions which give a direct communication between the divine and the human. Now, when that happens in ordinary human ways, it may not be felt to be sacramental, but it has a kind of purpose that is more than it seems to be. And the gestures and the words that we use are felt to be really important to people, whether they're religious or not, in those kinds of circumstances. And in that sense, it seems to me that a prayer book shows you something about the structure of everyday life, but also, I think, shows something really very profound about the way that we live socially, the way that we interact with each other emotionally, especially at the most important points in our lives, the points of change, fundamental change in our lives that we share together, that we remember how they happened when we were children, and that we then perform over and over again in our own experience.